Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Wrong Riders? Welcome to another edition of Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host. Guys, I am so glad that you are able to join us for yet another great show. We are going to be speaking with some very talented people that are going to be taking part in the Independent Artist Festival, which is July the 12th. That is this Friday at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina. It's the fifth annual Independent Artist Festival, and guys, it's going to be a great show. We got a lot of great young talent, my indie artists. I keep telling you guys, I'll put my indie artists on anybody because I think that they know how to go out there and get the grind, and these guys are going to be the ones that are going to clean up what we call a wrecked musical business, because there's lots of things that's going on wrong in the music industry, but I think these guys are going to be the ones, and females are going to be the ones that's going to change that. Number to call, 646-668-8743. And number again is 646-668-8743. We're going to be talking about the Independent Artist Festival, and we'll be joined by none other than National Recording Artist Bobby Wilson and, as I call him, the master of the saxophone, Damian Sax Life Cloud, who will be performing in this year's Artist Festival. We're going to talk a little bit about some other things, too. We got a lot going on. We got a lot going on national. We got a lot going on local. There's some things that we really need to talk about when it comes to our community and how we are going to get our community up to the place where it should be, and that should be a thriving, successful community for our young people. Don't know what we have been doing lately, but I'm telling you, it is not the plan that we need to put everything into effect for success for our young people. Number to call, 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely, definitely live in the day with Jay.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
My hand.
I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands. That's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
baby, wanna raise a family. This is Jay Dime of Made Men, and you're live in the day with Jay.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Whatever other negative characteristics you can think of, Patrick Hurst,
wherever they are, the
teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And because
they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New
in
York
my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
that it has formed others,
Memphis,
that's what
Tennessee,
made me
the cry is always
that
the same, we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable to the life of Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, want to remind you that the 5th annual Independent Artist Festival will be in Gastonia, North Carolina. That is the 5th annual Independent Artist Festival at 6 o'clock p.m. at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina. It will be from 6 to 9. You guys definitely need to come check it out. We got all sorts of great talent. We got people that are accustomed to being heard in the festival, and we got some newcomers, and I'm telling you, just one that I know is going to really knock your socks off by a young lady. Her name, she'll be on the show tomorrow, actually, B. Ashley B., and you guys, you definitely want to check her out because she's fire. And she's going to bring an element to the festival that I know you guys are going to enjoy. And so with my guests today, you're going to enjoy them because they are going to bring a certain element to the festival that has not been given in the past. But it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great show. We got a lot going on. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the Gastonia area. And I, you know, I didn't want to start the show off talking about negative energy, but there's some things that we definitely need to talk about. We have a new mayor. Well, I'm not going to call him new, but we have a mayor that knows his way around this government. I want to call it mumbo jumbo because what this man has been experiencing lately has not been too nice. He's kept a smile on his face. He's continued to give the people what he said he was going to give the people when he was elected. And we need for the people to show up. We need for the people to get him reelected in November. Now, I wasn't going to start this out as a political rant, but I want you guys to know that it's important that you go out and you vote in the Gastonia area, especially this time around. This time around is very important. So we need to get him back in the office, in the seat that he's in. And for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about the current mayor, and that's Walker Reed. So we need to get him reelected. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that as the show go on, and I'm going to talk about that this week, and I'm going to bring Mayor Reed on the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it is that he needs to happen in Gastonia, and we need for you guys, as we say all the time on this show, to get on the bus. We need for you to get on the bus. And I need for you to make sure that your vote, that is going to count. We need your vote to count. We need your vote to count. We need for you to know what's going on in not only this election, but the rest of them. Because it's so important right now that we understand what we're up against in every community. And yes, I talk about the black community a lot because that's what I know. And I know that we need to get our stuff together. But I also talk about the Latino community, the Asian community, the white community. Because they're doing things in their community that we're not. And at some point in time, we got to get it together. We got to understand that we cannot progress going backwards. We cannot progress hating one another. We cannot progress not helping one another. The only progress we're going to get is none, to be honest. So we definitely need to understand that there is an element of success or to success that we are not even tapping into. I ain't even begin to talk about how our education system is failing us, how it's failing our young people. I ain't begin to touch that. But we are. We are. Number to call 646-668-8743. We're going to talk about that stuff. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about what it's going to take to make sure that we get to the next level. I don't know. I think that there is a lot of things that we take for granted that we're going to have to stop taking for granted. We're going to have to start speaking out. We can't be afraid, guys. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of fear. The fear has taken over our community. Number to call, 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely live in the Day with Jay. We'll come back. We should be joined by Paul.
Thank you. convert you. Walk with me, I never will hurt you. I show you the road that I've been down. It's filled with numerous joys, pains, and letdowns. It's all in this life that we live in. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the unforgiving. For what it's worth, we strive to make the best of this. And pray to God that we dodge an early exit. Someone asked me if racism still exists. I replied, Genesis 6, escapism. Life is like dodgeball. You get hit. Get up. Dodge again and again and again. Escapism.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058, Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Take the time right now, guys, to thank South Philly, you guys, for supporting us. I appreciate it. You know, I always get the love from South Philly, Little Rock, Arkansas, Houston, Texas, that is. Bakersfield, California, Chicago 999, and I can't say anything else unless I give a shout out to all the people in the North Carolina area that supports the show. I really appreciate you guys, but I do want to say, oh yes, and let me give a little shout out to Richmond, Virginia. Got an email earlier that they are listening to the show, and I really like being able to be picked up at other places or new places discovering the show, because we have a lot to offer, and I know that we are going to take the show to a whole new level. Now, before we left, I did say we was going to be speaking with Bali. I have not gotten any indication from the engineers that Bali is on with us, so we might be talking to Sax Life in just a minute. But I wanted to go back to something I was talking about before we went to the commercial. And I was saying that I haven't touched on the schools. And, there is a level of success that we should definitely be striving for. Now, there's lots of things going on with our community. There's lots of things going on with young black men. The late, great Dick Gregory had some advice for young blacks. And I want you guys to listen to what he had to say. And I really want you to listen. I want you to analyze it. This is not shots at other races or nothing like that, but it is a wake-up call for young black men and women. So here's the clip of Dick Gregory's advice to young blacks.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayer is not thank God I woke up. The Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning. The drug pushers woke up this morning. I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed, with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, and without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere, with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business, because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she'd laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the floor of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood and shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates and circulates, and that's how you change. We've been so busy dealing with the hurt and the pain and the misery and glamorizing a hand few that have made it, that we have never really looked at, like they say, your role model. If you haven't got a role model in your house, you should fall on your knees and
yes.
pray to God, because something is wrong.
Yes.
And so I would say to young folks, it's not about alcohol, but it's hard for me to say that to you when a five-year-old got to reach past mama's beer and papa's wine to get some mayonnaise. I would also say to young folks that the number one drug that will wipe you out. It's not cocaine, it's not heroin, it's marijuana. And they deliberately make that a recreation drug, but it stays in the muscles, it stays in the blood, and it will wipe out your memory bank. And also, this is the first time in the history of TB that TB has always been known as poor folks. It's the first time that TB is not running rampant in the ghetto. It's running rampant in middle-income white America because it's the marijuana that they spray, and that's no accident. And so I would just say to young folks, you have to reevaluate everything you've been taught. I would say to the black folks that just because a black person is 90 years old don't mean they have wisdom, and you need to listen to them, because if you was dumb and stupid when you was 9, you're dumb and stupid when you 90.
That the late, great Dick Gregory. I love the way he left us with, if they were young and dumb when they was young, then they young and they dumb when they 90 years old. He said a lot of prolific things in that article, well, that news clip. Which I don't own the rights to that, but I was able to play it. I don't know where we have went wrong. I have some ideas. I have some ideas on how to fix it or to attempt to fix it. But I'm telling you, we're going to have to get it together. We're going to have to get it together. And one thing that he said in that clip that I really like is he said, if you don't have a role model in your home, then you need to fall on your knees. That's a problem. In the urban community, that's a problem. But also, it's a problem in the white community, in the Latino community, but not as much as the urban community. How do we fix that? I got some ideas on that. First, though, we are going to switch gears real quick. As I told you, the Independent Artist Festival is this Friday, July the 12th at 6 o'clock p.m. in Gastonia, North Carolina at Hickory Tavern. And you guys know every year when I have the festival, I bring on guests that's going to be performing at the festival. And I was really hoping to be able to bring you guys Bali, but for some odd reason, I have not been able to get Bali, but the show must go on. The show must go on. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back. And we're going to I'm going to give you the first guest. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Yo, TL, that's it right there, man. Yo, let that ride. Thank you. speaking straight up on her. I thought she was Dolce and Gabbana. I put my arms around her neck, and that is what set it off, I reckon. The blouse she wore was steady packing. The twins look good under satin blacking. As I slowly took a breath in, I smelled that perfume on her neck, and she smelled so good it left me queasy. I started thinking pimping ain't easy, and yo, a sheep, she didn't like it. She looked good below the back of her jacket, and yo, I just could not believe it. I asked for a gift and did receive it. I'm gonna make a mine.
Call us 646-668-8743. You guys, good news. We do have Bali. I'm going to bring Bali on. But first, we're going to talk to our first guest. He is actually a very, very good friend of mine who is going to be performing in the Artist Festival this Friday at 6 o'clock in Gastonia, North Carolina. He is a very well-known saxophonist. The brother's bad. We're going to listen to some of his stuff, but I want to bring him on real quick and so you guys to get a chance to know who he is. So welcome to the show, the guy that I call the master of the saxophone, Damian Sax Life Cloud. Welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
What's going on, Jay? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate you taking part in the festival this year. You know, how's it going?
Man, it's going good, man. It's going real good. You know, I had a great rehearsal last night, man. Like I say, I got some surprises in store Friday, so I want everybody to come down and check out what's going on. So, like I say, it's going to be major.
So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Damian Cloud, better known as Sax Life. I'm from Dallas, North Carolina, a.k.a. D-Town. that's where I grew up and met you.
Right.
I've been playing sax over 30 years. Grew up in the church. That's how I got my background as far as playing music and everything. Like I say, I've been doing this music for years. I love doing it. It's my passion. That's all I can say right now.
I understand. Now, I know that you have been working on some new stuff, and, you know, I really want to get into some of the stuff that I am going to start playing on the show and give the listeners a little sample of what they will or should expect from you at the Independent Artist Festival this Friday. So if you can, set this song up for us that we get ready to play. Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about the song and how did you come about it?
Well, the song that's going to be played is called Sax Therapy 101, a.k.a. Sparkle. It just came about by my producer, Upper Echelon, a.k.a. my brother, Lamar Swanson. He produced the track. Like I say, listen to Upper Echelon. He has some great things coming out. Like I say, it just came from, it's a feeling, man. Music is a feeling. And if you're feeling a woman, I just emulated it through my sax. It's simple.
So set this song up for us, brother, and we'll play it.
Yo, this song is Sax Therapy 101, a.k.a. Sparkle. It'll be hitting iTunes soon. Go to iTunes, buy it, share it, let the world know. World premiere.
There you go.
Upper Echelon Purdue.
Hey, baby. But I know they miss the sax life. I love the way your eyes sparkle.
Man, I told you before. I told you.
I appreciate it, Jay. I appreciate it, man. I want to shout out my homie, Dontavius D.L. Harris. That's my keyboard player. I want you guys to get ready for him this coming Friday. I'm telling you, it's going to be major. Put the word out. People need to be there by 5 o'clock to get a seat because it should be packed up.
Yeah, it should. I tell you what. Yeah, tell me a little bit more about, because you guys are going to be the house band for the festival. Tell me a little bit more about the crew that you're playing with.
Man, I got Dontavius D.L. Harris on keys. I got a mystery drummer. I got a singer, myself. Like I say, we're going to rock it out. Like I say, you might hear anything from us. You might hear some Old Town Road. You might hear some Careless Whisper. You might hear some Don't Stop Believing by Journey. You can never really guess what I'm going to play because I'm versatile. I like to play different genres of music.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that because that's what this festival is all about. It's not a one-track festival. This festival is for everybody. You know, in the past, we've had bluegrass, gospel rap, you know, all sorts of genres of, or all genres of music, that is. And I am really, really excited to see what you guys are going to bring to the platform at this festival this year. You know, as an artist, what are some of the disappointments or disappointing things that you are seeing right now with getting your music out and getting people to support you? What are some of the things that you deal with?
Honestly, just being keeping it real, it's too much commercialism out there, man. People don't want people with an identity. They want people with an act. Like I said, that's one of the major things. And as being a musician, I feel like all musicians should unite together as one and stop having a crab mentality towards one another.
Now, you talking to the black community there. I know who you're talking to.
Just bottom line, man. You see a brother trying to move up, don't try to pull him down. Help him get up there. Y'all can win together. It's simple.
That's right. That's right. And that's one of the main messages that we want to put across when we have events like this at this festival. That's what this show is about. You know, we got to kick that crab in the bucket mentality, man. That's been killing us for a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's time out for that, man. It's time to distinguish that and kill that. That's what we should do.
Well, Sax Life, you know what? I appreciate you. I love you, brother. And I look forward to you coming to the festival and bringing your talent to this artist festival. And we're going to go and grow from there.
Man, the feeling is mutual. And I want to shout out the homie Bally, North Gaston graduate like myself. North Gaston representing this Friday. Come on down to Hickory Tavern and get a taste of the Sax Life experience.
There he is. Brother, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I will definitely connect with you. You know that.
All right, my brother. Take care.
All right, peace. That's so funny that this young man says something about Bali. You guys know that Bali has definitely been on this show and has done things in the festival. He's opened up the festival, and the response that we got from him opening up the festival has been very, very good. And I just I look forward to that this year. So without further ado, I'm going to turn right around. We ain't going to another commercial. I'm going to turn right around, and we're going to bring none other than national recording artist Bali. Bali, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Good afternoon, sir. Afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm sorry we couldn't link up a little early in the show, but you know what? Better late than never.
Right. I'm sorry. I was having some issues with my phone, but I just thank God I was able to actually get on here. I want to send a shout out to Charm for showing me some love, man. Hey, you know, we're going to do our thing, man. We're in the mix this year, you know? North Gas is strong.
No doubt. No doubt. Bali, tell the listeners what you've been getting into lately.
Wow, God. I've been doing everything. I've been performing at strip clubs. I'm doing some stuff at the jazz club in Greensboro. I got everything jumping off. I'm working on doing some acting in some movies, some plays. I was in a play just 6 months ago on Gastonia. I've been keeping busy doing a little bit of everything. God is good.
Okay. Now some of your most recent work. What are we looking for? Were we looking to the old Bali, or did you change up some things? Tell us a little bit about what some of your new stuff consists of.
I mean, I'm saying same style, but let's just say, you know, more serious, more adult, more mature. Just I'm bringing that hardness. I'm still bringing that smooth style. Like about 6 months ago, my song "Give Me That Ring Back" was played the video on Bounce TV. I got a great response out of that. So you all come to the show, you're definitely gonna hear that.
Okay, well, we get ready to get into that track right now. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Right. Well, basically, like a friend of mine was in a relationship, and I saw what he was going through. That, you know, I could see that the female he was dealing with was basically just all about herself. And I was like, and he had given her a ring basically to show that he cared about her. And her response to all he was going out of his way to do was very shallow and very uncaring. I was like, dude, nah, you need to cut that off. And so, you know, it came down to my friend just saying, you know what, look, like, give me my ring back. Like the whole point is she was going out of the way for it, got to the point to where, you know, she was too good to even come see him. I was like, dude, cut that off. I was like, that's done. I was like, she feel like she's too good to come see him. And then after he cut it off, she had the audacity to hit him up asking, will he get an appointment with his doctor to help her get some Ambien? What? Like, dude, she won't even make an effort to see you now. She wants you to go out of your way? Nah, dude. It's done.
Well, set this track up, and we're going to get into that track. Give me that ring back.
All right. So you want me to set it up? Or are you about to set it off?
Yeah, I want you to set it up, Bobby.
Wow, well, this is Give Me That Ring Back. I said, I hope you enjoy it. Jay, go ahead and let that thing drop. You come
That was Bali with Give Me That Ring Back. Bali, I tell you, man.
What's up?
That was very, very, very Bali. Very Bali. I liked it. I liked it. Hey, let me ask you a question real quick.
Go ahead.
The guitar, who was playing the guitar in that?
That's actually my photographer's son, Ethan actually. His father, Ron Ashley, is actually playing in the festival. Big shout out to Ron Ashley, by the way.
Yeah, well, okay, so in the video, because tell people where they can go and see the video. Cause isn't that Ron in the video also?
Yeah, Ron's in the video. So that's his son. His son's in the video. Ron's in the video. Yeah. Yeah, my cousin Jennifer Wilson and her son's in the video too. I try to incorporate people that I'm around, you know, because a lot of times if you incorporate people that are a part of your life in the video, you know, it makes it more meaningful.
Yeah, man, I tell you, he's fierce on that guitar, man. That guitar,
yeah,
remind me of Slash. He reminded me of Slash from Guns N' Roses, man. He was fierce.
Yeah,
he's a
bad boy. He's
yeah, he is. So what do we have to look forward to from Bali? Because you're opening the show. So
yeah.
What do we have to look forward to comes Friday at the festival from Bali?
I got some sweet stuff coming for you all. I'm hitting with some of that intimate. You Need a Man and another track. And Ron and I might be dropping something on you too before I leave out of there.
Okay. Well, Bali, I appreciate you coming on the show. I can't wait for the festival. I know that you guys are going to rip it. You guys are going to represent Dallas. I know you will. You have in the past, and I don't expect anything less from you this year at the festival. So much love to you, and I appreciate you, man, and I look forward to you coming to the festival this Friday night at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Man, much love to you, man. Be blessed.
All right, Bali.
Well, that's
guys, I don't have much time left, but I want to take this little time to tell you guys that I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God because He gives it to me each and every day. And without you guys, I would not be able to continue this show. And we have a lot of ground to cover. There's lots of new things that's coming on with the show. I want you guys to continue to check out the show. Make sure you come check out the Independent Arts Festival. On tomorrow's show, we're going to have Ron Ashley, and we're going to have Ashley B. You guys, it's going to be a treat. I promise you, you are not going to be disappointed. So without further ado, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Jay. See you later. Peace.
Cool J.